church say amen.
Amen.
One of these days we'll get to sing hallelujah. Highest praise to God. By and by. Amen. Good to see those who are here on this first day of the week to worship God in spirit and in truth. Amen. And we're very especially thankful for the visitors who are here with us, who may not share in our religious conviction, may not be a member of the Church of Christ. You're the very honored guest of our audience this morning. Yeah, we do believe that he hung, bled, and died on a cross and on a hill called Calvary. We don't believe that because we saw it with our eyes. We believe that because it's in this book called the Bible. And the book called the Bible is what we base our beliefs on. Not a conservative or liberal belief, but a biblical belief. And that the Bible is absolutely 100% accurate. Amen. For a man to be saved, he or she must believe that gospel without sin. The Savior on the cross, you must believe that with all of your heart and repent of your sins. You must confess before man that you believe he's the Son of God. And then you must be baptized as commanded by the Lord in the watery grave of baptism where your sins will be washed away. And then the Lord will add you to the body of Christ, the Church of Christ, the only one in the Bible. And we don't say that to be mean, but to be specifically accurate to the scripture. That the Savior in the Church of Christ, not the building, but the teachings of Christ will be in the building where the Church of Christ is at. Amen?
Amen.
And so we love you enough to tell you that truth. Amen. And so we're just thankful. In John chapter 18, we'll continue our study of the book of John. We'll go there at John 18 this morning. If you turn your Bibles there, see if we can get back last lesson I taught from that book. We're nearing the end of John, and certainly John, one of the apostles, then wrote this book. It's one of the Gospels. It's not a synoptic gospel. It's not in sync with Matthew, Mark, and Luke. It's independent more so than those three have accounts that are relative, and they tell different pieces of the account. Where John is more specific in some of the things he say that are not related to the other gospel. However, all of it adds up to the truth.
Amen.
Amen. And so in John's study, it's been good. Let's go back to chapter 18. Start at verse 1 just to get us back to verse 11 where we stopped at a few weeks ago. And the Bible says when Jesus
had spoken these words, he went forth with his disciples over the brook Cedron, where was a garden into which he entered and his disciples.
So he's left his supper. Just to recap, he's had his last supper with disciples and he's headed to the Garden of Gethsemane. And in the Garden of Gethsemane, I didn't get into the details because John didn't get into the details of what happened in the garden. So I'm just staying with John's thoughts and how he wrote the letter, the epistle here, how he wrote the gospel, rather, of John. And he said, now he just said they went to the brook, Cedron, where was the garden. That's the Garden of Gethsemane he's speaking of. And notice which he entered, and notice who went with him.
And Judas also.
And his disciples.
His disciples.
See, that's the piece we're going to be dealing with this morning, who was with Jesus. And so that's the emphasis I want to talk about this morning. He went with him to the garden from that Last Supper, included Judas. Judas, however, left the supper after he was identified as the one who would betray him. And then he goes to the garden, and Judas also.
Which betrayed him.
One of the disciples. He was still one of the disciples, which would betray Jesus.
Knew the place.
He knew where Jesus was. For Jesus
oftentimes resorted thither with his disciples.
He went there with who?
His disciples.
The key word is what this morning?
His disciples.
Disciples, pupils, followers. And so the followers of Christ followed him to the garden. And Judas was being one of those followers. Javier, he could be a follower. You can be a disciple and still betray. So I'm trying to put you in the mode of you, the disciple. And are you one of the disciples that will betray? Or are you a disciple that will deny? Will you go to the garden with him? Where will you follow Jesus to? If we are disciples, then we're followers of Christ. So Paul say, follow me as I follow
Christ.
So you can follow me if I'm a disciple. But you don't follow me if I'm not a disciple. If I'm not a betraying disciple, you don't follow me. If I'm a denying disciple, you don't follow me. Because disciples follow Christ. So he says, Judas then,
having received a band of men and officers from the chief priests and Pharisees, coming thither with lanterns and torches and weapons.
Right, read on.
Jesus, therefore, knowing all things that should come upon him, went forth and said unto them, whom seek ye?
So up front, he already know what kind of disciple you are. But this morning, I'm trying to say, I'm going to ask you to identify yourself. Because Jesus already know what type of disciple you are. You say you're a Christian. You say you are a disciple. Then what kind are you? Now, who know? Jesus knows what kind of disciple you are. Amen. He knew all things. And so he said, who you seek? They answered,
Jesus of Nazareth.
He says
unto them, I am he.
And
Judas also, which betrayed him, stood with them.
So he stood. Now, Judas is on the other side of the fence all of a sudden. You see, you can be a disciple and change sides. Amen. How many people you know that are disciples in the church but done change sides when it comes to the doctrine? They changed. People who were one way 30 years ago when I came into the Church of Christ are different believers today than they were when I came into the church. How do you know that, Brother Brooke? Because they changed. They went to another way of believing than the way we were taught. Amen. Amen. And I'll get to more of that. And soon as he said now,
I am he.
I'm him.
They went backward and fell to the ground.
Read.
Then asked them again, whom seek ye?
And they said,
Jesus of Nazareth.
I read.
Jesus answered, I have told you that I am he.
I read.
If therefore ye seek me, let these go their way.
I preached that sermon. That's the last one. Keep reading.
That the saying might be fulfilled, which he spake, of them which thou gavest me, have I lost none.
Then
Simon Peter, having a sword, drew it, and smote the high priest's servant, and cut off his right ear.
Now, here's one of the disciples named Peter. He's still on the side with Jesus. Now, it appears he's still with him because he's fighting for him. Peter pulls the physical fight. He pulled a sword. Amen. Y'all see that? Mm-hmm. And he cut off the person who was attacking Jesus because he's on the side of Jesus. Now, Peter is on the side of Jesus. Judas is on the side of Malchus. Y'all with me? Yeah. Mm-hmm. Now, watch what happened.
Then said Jesus,
tells his disciple, Peter,
put up thy sword into
the
sheath.
What was Peter? A disciple. I want you to keep saying with me, disciple.
Disciple.
Yeah, that's what you need to leave with this morning. Because you know, when I finish, you'll know if you're a disciple, if you're not a disciple. Amen. And so Jesus speaks to his disciple, Peter. And he said,
put up thy sword into the sheath.
Stop the physical fighting. Now, disciples don't fight physical fights. We don't pull guns and knives on people. That's a physical fight. That's not a disciple of Christ. Amen, somebody.
Amen.
Yeah, you see what I'm saying? And so when you look at physical fight, Jesus then being the spiritual one, his disciple became who was Peter, is now no longer thinking spiritual. He's thinking physical. He's carnal minded at this point. So disciples can go from being spiritual to carnal. Because, you know, you see that all the time. Things going good in the church, things are good. Something go wrong, folk want to fight. You can say amen if you can. I'm going to need you to say amen to me. I'm trying to stay on this mode I'm in. Y'all all right with that, ain't you? Y'all want me back? Maybe you don't. Yeah, say amen. That'll help me a whole lot this morning. Y'all know I need some help, don't you?
Amen.
You ought to know what I'm talking about. Anybody been around me long enough? I'm trying to do this. But y'all know some folk fighting in the church. They ain't got no business fighting. You say you're a disciple? You ready to cut off somebody's head, cut off their ear? You say, brother, I ain't never pulled no knife. No, your tongue is your knife. Mm. You done cut them up with your mouth. You know how many people you done talked about in the church? Folk can't even speak to you. Just as deadly as they are. You're nothing but a deadly tongue. Just like a big sword and cutting off ears and eyes. Amen. And heads. Amen. Then so Jesus put that up. Then he said what?
The cup which my father had given me, shall I not drink it?
You know, Jesus said, understand, I came to do something. And you would say you're my disciple. You got to understand, when God say do, we do. Amen. Amen. What do disciples do? Disciples say what the will of God is. Mm-hmm. And here's the thing about being a disciple. We have to accept whatever God's will is for our lives. Mm-hmm. Amen. And Jesus had to go into the garden, and he came out and accepted. He said, it's not my will, but your will be done. Mm-hmm. It was in the garden that he made a decision to do the will of his Father. It was his decision to do the will. He asked God to let the cup pass 3 times. You know, there's some cups of life I would like for God to let pass. Mm-hmm. But there comes a time when God says no. Mm-hmm. And when God say no, you will suffer. And when you suffer, you got to suffer as a disciple. You got to suffer as a Christian. You got to take what God said take. And you can't change it. You can't turn it around. You can't change God's mind. And when God make a decision, his disciples accept his will.
Amen.
Because God's will and God's answer in our life is final.
Amen.
Forever, oh Lord. Your word is settled in heaven.
Amen.
Disciples accept the will of God. And Jesus was one who accepted the cup of the cross.
Amen.
He accepted it. He fought. He pressed toward the death. He pressed toward carrying out his Father's will. And when things go the way we would not decide them to go, when God decides to go, we are to go. Why are we going? Because we are disciples. Get Job chapter 23 and the verses number 13. Job 23 and verse 13. The Bible says in Job 23.
But he is sin,
God,
but he is in one mind.
God's mind is not something man can control. I can influence your mind today by the words I speak. I can influence your mind if you're weak. I can manipulate your mind to change the direction and lead you in a false direction. If you're weak-minded, your mind can be manipulated and challenged and changed. But God, Job is saying that God is in one mind. In other words, no one can change God's will for their life. When God says it's going to happen, it's going to happen. Mm-hmm. Yeah, here's what Job is saying. Job got sores from the top of his head to the bottom of his feet. Job had to accept the will of God like Jesus had to accept that he was going to get nails in his hands and nails in his feet. He had to accept that he was going to hang 6 hours on a cross. He had to make a decision, I'm going to go with it because it's God's decision. Who going to change the mind? Job said, who shall turn?
And what his soul desired,
whatever God's soul desired, he gonna, if God decide to take a loved one, that day going to come. And when God makes the decision, he expects his disciple to say, to God be the glory.
Amen.
Amen. In God's will, when God moves, he moves. And man cannot change God's mind. He cannot. His thoughts are far from the east to the west. Mankind cannot influence God's thoughts. Listen to the Bible. Then he says, for he performed
it when
God put in action a travail or suffering for the home of that disciple to endure. It doesn't matter if it's your job or your house or your car or your health or his cancer, if it's death. When God performed, when God says cancer, you alive in this disciple's body. God did it. God did it. I said, what are you saying, Brother Bump? I'm saying when God moved, disciples know God did it. Man can't do nothing to us. Satan has no power to do anything unless God say so. When God say do it, he gonna do it. Every one of us gonna roll in here in a box, it's gonna be the day God said it. So pointing unto man wants to die. But when God say it's time, you gone. It ain't coming back. Amen, walls and light. Amen. Amen. He performed it. He put in action the things that are in our lives. God can move and put it in action. And when we know it's his will, disciples have to accept the will of God.
Amen.
Listen to him now. He says what?
And many such things are with him.
He can do more. Be careful about how you complain about things ain't good for you. You know, you think it's bad now. God can make it worse. Job is saying, I got sores from the top of my head to the bottom of my feet. 10 of my children died on the same day. But I know one thing. If God want to do more to me, he can do more than what he's done. Man, we better be careful. God can bring some travails and pains in your life. He can perform and move when folk want to box with God. That matter, they want to tell him what to do and those type of things and want to question God. Job is saying, that is not wise. Listen to what he says now. He said, he performed the thing, whatever the thing is. Remember when Paul said, take this thorn. There was a thing that was bothering Paul. It was a thorn in the flesh. And he asked God to remove it. God didn't remove the thing. There's some things I know each one of us could say. There are a thing that I would ask God, take this thing away. I don't like this thing. And y'all got a thing? You don't have to say plural. There is a thing that if I would ask God to remove it, I have a thing. I would ask God, don't do this thing to me. But then God said to Job, said, God performed the thing. When God performed, when Paul put in action the thing for you, notice what Job said. He's an appointment. He will appoint. I'm just dealing with the will of God. I'm saying when God decides to appoint a thing, no matter how much it hurt, no matter how much you don't want it, no matter how much you want to run from it, no matter how much you would put it off, no matter what you're thinking, it is not you doing it. You can't do nothing. You can't do nothing about what God, you got to learn to live with it. Life go on. You got to live with what God decides for you to live. If you got to live with cancer, if you got to live blind, if you got to live with sickness, you got to live with death, you got to live with travails, you got to live with pain, you got to live with medicine, you got to live with no money, you got to live with just a shack, you got to live with little or nothing, then you got to live with it. What are you saying, Brother Brooks? This thing. When God say something's going to happen, disciples will be like Job. Who did he do it for? Who did God do that for, Job? Me. Okay, read your script. What did he say? He appointed
for me.
For me to lose my wife. It's got to come out. I got to preach. You know, I'm going to do me. And I ain't listening to you right now. Just in case y'all don't want to know where I'm at. If I say something, I need to say it, I'm going to say it. And you just going to have to just go out there, you know. I don't hear it. You come a time in your life, you got to shift some thinking too. When God says your husband, it's your husband. When he says your child, it's your child. I mean, there's some people here that lost a child. That God said that. Some that lost a wife. God made that. It's for you. And then Sharon had to say, Tommy, this is for me. I will be selfish and want her to live, taking diabetes and a heart problem and this and that, hospital after hospital, emergency room after emergency room, when God is saying, I made that decision, Brooks, you didn't. No. Sharon would have to say, what are you complaining about, Tommy? It was for me. No. Very selfish. He said, well, man, God, well, call on, brother. What are you saying? You heard what I'm saying. You want me to say it again? That's very selfish of me.
when you put it in a spiritual perspective, the will of God is going to be done. Amen. And so what are we to do when God's will is in our life, when God perform an act? What are the disciples going to do, y'all? Come on, help me. Preach with me this morning. What are the disciples going to do? Accept the will of God.
God makes decisions. He made it for his own son, and he didn't take it back. You will have to go to the cross. You will hang 6 hours. You will be naked. You will be crowned with a crown of thorns. Amen. Yes, you will hang, son, and I will forsake you. Y'all think that was easy for Jesus to accept? Oh, no. Is life easy for us to accept? No. The things that happen in our life, God is putting in place. God is doing it. He said, therefore, Job said, when I think of God, I'm troubled at his presence. When I consider, I am afraid of him. Then that must have been why Solomon said, fear God and do what?
Keep his commandments.
Keep his commandment. God can do some things that we don't want him to do. And he can bring some things on that we don't want him to bring on. Amen, Wall. And he said, God, make it my heart soft. In other words, you can get high-minded and think you all that in a bag of chips, as they say, where I grew up, meaning you think you high-minded, you think you got it going on, and you doing so good, and you got your PhD, and you got your master's degree, and you got your high school education, you got your F in Bible. You remember, God can take all that high school education, all that stuff you think, and you do think make you something new, and you left him out of your life. God can make a decision that I'm going to perform the act, and you're going to lose everything you thought was important. You say, well, Brother Brooks, what are you saying? You know what? People ain't crazy either. Amen. Folk play crazy. You know exactly what I'm saying. When you put something before God, you call yourself a disciple. Well, I'm dealing with disciples this morning. How I'm doing? I'm doing all right? Yeah, they'll pat me on the back right by now. Somebody ought to say I'm doing all right. Yeah, thank you.
Yes, sir.
I don't know what to expect. Did y'all know what to expect? No. I don't know what to expect. I might say anything. One thing about it. Ain't no telling what I might say. But God is going. Good thing God got forgiveness in the plan, ain't it? Amen. You might have to say, I'm sorry, I shouldn't have said. My mind ain't so good right now. I'm trying to act happy. I love preaching.
Amen.
I love preaching. It's good for me. It's good therapy. You know what? We got family. Sometimes you just have to. You got a family that you just sit down and talk to everybody. Say, y'all, you know, shoot. But I know, you know. Yeah. Y'all ain't never done that with your family. I mean, they looking at you. And they look at you and you look at them. And they look at you and they know you messed all up. Y'all fall. You look at it, you look at them, they look at you, you say, you ain't all right. No, you ain't all right. You know, I'm talking to y'all, I'm looking at you, and you're looking at me, and you know I ain't all right, don't you? Huh? Y'all know that? That's what family do. Yeah. Yeah, this just hit me today, just standing up here, I'm thinking, well, they know I ain't all right. I know I ain't all right. They know I ain't all right, so that must be all right. Somebody ought to be helping me. David helped me. He sang some good upbeat songs. I said, man, don't sing for long. I can't take that one again. And that's talking to family, ain't it? Mm-hmm. Sit down with my kid. Dad ain't all right. Dad is supposed to be the big man, the strong man. I'm back there in my room crying like a baby. My baby girl's taking care of me. They strong now. They doing. My girl's taking care of me. Ain't that good? You got family. Y'all don't want me doing this, do you? Can I talk to y'all like that? Huh? Y'all know God gave us a spiritual family for that reason. Comfort each other, be there with each other. Amen. Not just me, a lot of us in the audience need that.
Amen.
David said, I got you, Brother Brooks. He did good, didn't he? Good upbeat. Amen. I was singing that song. Amen. That was a good one, David. Thank you. What verse was I on?
16.
Okay. Well, I was 16. In Job still.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I was getting on my heart soft. That's what I just did. Mm-hmm. See, God make you think you bad. I'm a bad preacher, boy. I can come out there with that hard doctrine. At the funeral yesterday, I was just as soft as I could be. I still told the truth, though.
Amen. Amen.
Just soft-hearted. You know, God got a way of kind of softening you up, man. You know, I'm just saying, you know, we get all bad sometimes, boy. Lord can bring you down to your knee, and you just as soft as you can be, like a little old kitten. I just cry like a baby. It's soft. And that's what Job was saying. That's all. His friends wasn't with him. They didn't understand what he was going through. People can't understand. People don't understand everything a disciple going to go through when they choose to follow Christ. That's why Peter said, if any man suffer, suffer out as a Christian. That's what he said. Job said, he make my heart soft.
And the Almighty troubled me.
Now, he said, now, Job was saying, because I was not cut off before the darkness, neither hath he cried. See, some things, what Job was saying, is God let you live in dark moments. You know, you remember, y'all remember when the psalmist, right? He said, yea, though I walk through what? The valley, that's low. And the shadows. When you're in a shadow, you don't see as clearly when there's a shadow as it is when there's light. And so, see, there'll be dark days in our lives. And those dark days will be God's decision. See, the sun gonna rise and the sun gonna set no matter what's going on in our life. But what we're getting to here is that he was saying God could have just took his life and without letting him live with sores and witness all his children dying. He could have done that. He could have just died. He wouldn't see none of that stuff happen to him. But he didn't. He let him live through the pain. See, Brother Teamer, some of us are better because God let us live through the pain. See, we had to make a decision. Are we a disciple? Are we going to stick with him when times are hard? Are we going to run? That's what you see a lot of time in church. Things don't go their way. A dark cloud come over the congregation. Here they go running. Everybody running. You can't run from everything. At some point, you got to just take what comes. Amen. You can't just run here now. When you are a disciple, you're in a relationship. And a relationship is not a membership. You can move membership, which means you move your membership money with you. But when you're in a relationship, you ain't running from problems. You don't run from darkness. The dark moments are going to come in the lives of congregations. Amen. Because we are disciples. Amen. This is what we signed up for. Amen, Wal.
Amen.
Yeah, and that's what's going on here. When Job is saying that, neither has he covered the darkness from my face. You know what? Man, you think me and Sister Cover want to witness this? Sister McCutcheon want to witness the death of our loved one? Sister Vendetta, all of us at the same time? You think that? And then just last night, a young man got my oldest daughter, who was not with Sharon, but that was my oldest daughter before we got married, and her sister, that's why I'm glad Corey obeyed the gospel yesterday. Amen. Her son, 23 years old, is killed, gagged, and hung, and put in the woods. That was just day before yesterday. Now my baby, my oldest daughter, the one that gave me the best dad plaque for your said, who, Brooks had a child out of the way? Like, yeah. Then what did you do? No. That's a better question. I've been forgiven. I've been washed in the blood. Amen. And God said, I don't remember no more. So what you worried about? I'm just telling you like a T.I. Yeah. Yeah. That's my baby. And she's mourning today because her sister's son, which is her nephew, is dead. 23. Now, you 23-year-old need to be disciples because your day coming. Amen, somebody. Amen. It's coming to all of us, and that young man is dead today, and he was alive Friday. What are you saying, Brother Brooke? He could have made sure his mother, his grandmother found him dead, his mother walked on him dead, and saw him dead. Now, God could have spared them of that. They didn't have to see that. But God allowed it for a reason. What are you saying, brother? I'm talking about what disciples must accept. What we must accept is whatever God deal with us, whatever hand we're dealt, we must accept. What I say, that rhymes. Whatever. And let's say it together. Whatever God dealt, we must. That's a good one. Write that one down. Let's get a couple more thoughts, and I'll let y'all go home. Well, I'll let you go to Bible class. But disciples will go to Bible class. I'm out of all the help right here. You ain't got no disciple song to sing at the end, do you? Then the band, let's look at a couple things the disciples did here.
Then the band and the
back
captain.
John 18. Then the band and the captain,
and officers of Jews took Jesus and bound him.
Now he's arrested now, officially. Now, don't notice, the Romans didn't arrest him. It was the Jews. Read on.
And led him away to Annas first.
First trial was Annas, father-in-law of Caiaphas. Annas married Caiaphas' daughter, and that's how he became his father-in-law. Read on.
For he was father-in-law to Caiaphas, which was the high priest that same year.
So he's in the Sanhedrin. He's a high priest. I mean, the Jews had a hierarchy, and he's in that. And Caiaphas was he.
Which gave counsel to the Jews that it was expedient that one man should die for the people.
Now, they plotted to kill Jesus. This whole time was a plot, and so Caiaphas was all involved. That's in John chapter 11. You can read that. And look verse 15. Here's where I want to get to. Saying Peter, there he is again.
And Simon Peter followed Jesus, and so did another disciple.
Now, that disciple, according to some of the scholars, say it's John. And I kind of believe it is, too, but let's just leave it as a disciple. That'll work good. You ain't got to even worry about that then. So he says, it don't say.
That disciple was known unto the high priest.
It just said that disciple. So we'll leave it like that. That disciple was known unto who?
The high
priest. So the high priest knew that disciple, whoever it was, and went into Jesus
into the palace of the high priest.
Now, my emphasis is on the fact that this was another what? And Peter stood there at the door.
Without.
Uh-huh.
Then went out that other disciple, which was known unto the high priest,
right,
and spake unto her that kept the door and brought in Peter.
Now, one disciple went in with Jesus. The other disciple stayed outside. See, some will go all the way with you. Yeah, y'all missed that one, didn't you? Yeah, there's some folk, they say you're friends. They ain't going all the way in there with Caiaphas. Y'all know that, don't you? Yeah, you'll learn when you're friend, when you're going through something you didn't want. And you always saw folks say things like, you know, I'm here for you if you need me. And you don't ever hear them. You don't see them. And then you got those who don't say nothing. They just go in with you. Oh, y'all missed that point. Y'all didn't miss that one, did you? You got some folk that talk. Then you got other folk that go inside. See, you got one disciple outside. He ain't going in there. Then you got this other disciple, they don't name him, but he went right on in with him. See, there's some people stand with you right when it's real hard. Then there's some will stand out and talk to you, but they ain't going to go in there with you. Yeah, you see. You got to be careful who you pick for your friends. And just because somebody say they're your friend, they don't mean they're your friend.
Amen.
Now, notice he said here.
Then said the damsel that kept the door unto Peter,
uh-huh,
art not thou also one of this man's disciples?
Now, somebody know you. You be careful. Folk know you, man. You know me, don't you? Yeah, some things I do know about you. Yeah, see, when you're a member of the Lord's church, there's things we know. We know some folk ain't going to go to Bible class. They just ain't going to do it. It's already known. You be made known that you're not that faithful. Now you ain't liking me no more. A while ago when I was talking about how I was, I was talking about me, it was good amens and everything. Now I'm talking about you, and you ain't saying amen no more. What are you saying, brother? It's easy to keep it real about something. If you think you know me, you know some folks say, you think you know me. There's some things I do know. You done showed your hand. Y'all talking, y'all gonna talk back to me, ain't you? Yeah, you done showed. Now some of y'all done showed your little hand. Just know just as good as you, who you is. And this evening at 3:30, we're gonna know it good again, because you're gonna show your hand again. Because you're gonna watch the Dallas Cowboys. They playing today. It's the Texans now, no. Texans. I mean, the Texans winning now, restaurant. Yeah, you say, well, Brother Brooke, why you bringing that up? I told you, I might say anything today. But you know what I'm talking about, don't you? You really know, you know that there's a man that went in with Jesus, and he was a disciple, and then the other disciples stayed out. So they ain't on the same page here. Mm-hmm. But they supposed to be following the same man. Mm-hmm. Notice what happens. This other side. And the woman asked him, your disciple was Peter. Now Peter said, notice what Peter said.
I am not.
Nope. That's where in text message, somebody say something you want to say no. I said, nope. And folk don't like it when I say nope to them. There's something about saying nope that means it's just a straight no. And Peter just come out. Now his disciples just all of a sudden he just said, nope, 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 nope. You want up? Nope. That probably what's going to happen when it comes to trying to get some stuff done in 2019. We need all the leaders to step up and be good leaders in ministries when we try to. Y'all know, Brother Brooks, that when you're married, you care for the things of your wife. And when you're not married and you're single or you're a widower, you care for the thing of the Lord. Y'all know we finna be whole as we'll be hopping and popping. Amen. What you saying, Brother Brooks? My focus is on the Lord. Amen. Yeah, I'm going to tell you, I already know some of the disciples that ain't going to go inside. Some of the leaders ain't going to move unless they repent. Yeah, see, to be a disciple, you got to repent when you ain't done right. Amen. Yeah. We'll see. Don't look at me funny. I'm talking to you. Amen. Yeah, we know some of you. We know who went inside with him. We know who went in with Caiaphas. We know who's standing outside by the damsel. The same Peter that pulled the sword out. Jesus told him, put the thing up. Now he's there. I ain't, no, a while ago you were fighting for him. Now you're denying him. That's good preaching. Mm-hmm. That's a lot of truth in that, isn't it? Amen. Thank y'all. No, here. I'm getting ready to close. I'm going to get an invitation in a minute. He said, watch this. I am
not.
Now, I'm asking y'all a question. How many of you could answer today, based on just a few things I just said, that you are really a disciple? Yo, brother, I've been baptized. I didn't ask you, had you been baptized yet? I didn't ask you nothing about that. I asked you, are you a disciple? Will you go inside with Caiaphas? And you know what? How far are you going to go for the cause of Christ at this congregation? Amen. If we're going to move, if we're going to do things for the cause of Christ, then we need some disciples that's going to go inside where Caiaphas is at. We don't need no Peters outside with the damsel. Amen. If he had been with Jesus, he would have been where he needed to be. And because some of you have not become true disciples, you're not going to do what needs to be done for the cause of Christ. Amen. Let's look at this. How you going to answer this morning? I'm going to give you some points to think about. Peter denied, number one, and the servants and the officers stood there
who
made a fire coals,
for it was cold.
Yeah.
And they warmed themselves, and Peter stood with them and warmed himself.
Now, you know, he's trying to fit in with those who don't fit in. That was a good one. Now, you know how we try to fit in with the group that don't really do nothing at the church? We shouldn't fit in. We should stand out. See, the problem with the disciple who went in stands out. The disciple who stood outside with the rest of those looked just like them. Not only did Peter look like them, guess what he's doing? Acting just like them. So there are some people that are going to go into the fight with us, and then there's some people going to stand outside with the rest of them ain't doing nothing. How did this turn into a sermon like this? I don't know. It just happened. But it sounds good because I'm thinking about 2019 planning already. Amen. I'm just trying to encourage the ministry leads to think about which one are you? What kind of disciple are you really? Yeah, well, go look at your ministry. What is it doing? What has it done? What is it not doing? What group you fit in with? Notice what he said now.
The high priest then asked Jesus of his disciples and of his doctrine.
What did he ask him of?
His disciples. And
so then the priest go back and say, what about the people that's supposed to be following you? And then he said, now notice what went with it. The disciple and the doctrine go together.
He asked them about, okay, the disciples, and what did you teach them boys? And then he says,
I spake openly to the world. I ever taught in the synagogue and in the temple,
whither
the Jews always resort, and in secret have I said nothing.
He said, well, if you go, now here's the thing, right? When I teach, I don't teach when folk can't understand it. That's why I talk. That's why I talk to my ministerial students by getting too big headed, big words and fancy and stuff. Now you preach where people can understand it. Amen. Yeah. When see I sit and listen to somebody preach and they get too fancy, I say, I don't really like you like that. Because you ain't gonna help nobody. Because you too fancy. Jesus said, hey, what you ain't right there when the way I talk? I didn't say nothing in secret. I said it where they can understand it. And he said, why you ask me? Verse 21.
Ask them. Which heard me.
He said, now, if I talk plainly, then you don't have to worry about asking me. Just ask the people I talk. Then he says what?
What I have said unto them, behold, they know what
now,
I said.
Here's a disciple. A disciple of Christ going to know what Christ taught. Y'all with me? Mm-hmm. We are to know the doctrine of Christ. Amen. I say, what? Did Jesus teach something over our head? Yes or no? No, he didn't. Can we know what he taught? Yes, we can. Amen. Can we know salvation? Yes. Can we know about the church? Yes. Can we know how to live? Yes. Can we know how to give right? Yes. Can we know how to act right? Yes. Do we know how to talk right? Yes. Can we know how to be faithful right? Yes. Did he not tell us what to do? Yes or no? Yes. So disciples going to know teaching. They're going to know doctrine.
Amen.
Now, Jesus said, well, just go ask them. They're going to tell you what I told them. It ain't going to be nothing. It was no secret. It was something they could understand. And when they had thus spoken.
One of the officers stood by struck Jesus with the palm
now,
of his hand.
There's another disciple in there with him. And one before Peter pulled a knife out, but this disciple was more spiritual. You see, he didn't slap back. See, when you got to look at Christ. Christ took the slapping, but I'm going to tell y'all something. He had a right to be silent. And that it was unlawful to question a man without witnesses there. See, the Jews were doing an unlawful act. So you think about your master. This one of the soldiers, Caiaphas, slapped him. You don't hear what Caiaphas saying? Now, the other disciple with him, he could have jumped in there and started fighting for Jesus. But guess what he didn't do? You don't say nothing about him fighting. Did you say anything about Jesus raising his hand and slapping him? He never slapped back. No, about us. How many of us disciples of us have slapped back? I'm not talking about physical, just like that. I'm talking, we don't speak to somebody that's slapping back. Y'all gonna, y'all ain't gonna help me?
Yeah.
How many of y'all done slapped back every occasion?
Amen.
See, when the Lord say be faithful and you don't be faithful, guess what you do? You slap him back. You know why they slapped him? Because he was going to die for us. And they hit him with the palm of the hand. He said, answer thou the high priest.
So?
And?
Jesus answered him, if I have spoken.
If I did some word of being slapped.
If I have spoken evil, bear witness of the evil.
But if well?
Why smitest thou me?
Uh-huh. And Annas?
Had sent him a bound to Caiaphas, the high priest.
So Annas couldn't handle it. See, at some point, folk will give up on you. Yeah, you don't have to talk back every time. You say, man, I ain't did nothing wrong with you. You know, they can be trying to dog you out. You say, well, I ain't did nothing deserved it, but I ain't going to fight you back. I'll just sit here, and they'll leave you alone. Follow what I'm saying? That's how you get keep from getting killed by a police officer. You just be quiet. You don't flap back. You don't talk back. Eventually, they'll say, well, he ain't going to act no fool, so I ain't going to shoot him. Let him go. See, some of these kids getting killed because they running this lip. Sometimes you need to shut up. Yeah, man, that's what you need to do. Shut up. You know, just be quiet. You know what I mean? That's what's wrong with you. You're going to die young. You're going to die before your time because you're running your mouth. Jesus said, if I did something, I deserve it, but if I ain't do nothing, what you hit me for? So they didn't answer. They just let him go because of the way he behaved. See, sometimes we get out of because of the way we behave.
Some things get us in deeper trouble because of the way we behave. Amen, Walls.
Amen.
And then he said, Simon Peter stood
and warmed himself. They said therefore unto him, art not thou also one of his disciples?
Asked him again, didn't they? Know what he said?
He denied it and said,
what
he
say?
Am not.
Everybody say nope.
Nope.
Nope. Two nopes. Here come another one. One of the servants of
the high priest being his kinsman, whose ear Peter cut off, said, did not I see thee in the garden with him?
You see, some people going to get you because they don't like what you did to somebody else. That's something else right there. You see that, brother? You see that? Now, some people going to, because you did them wrong, I'm going to do you. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm going to help them. I'm going to help them get you back. See, he upset because Peter was the one cut the ear off. Now, Jesus put the ear back on. He ought not to have been upset no more. He really didn't lose his ear. Jesus put it back on. Put the man's ear back on. Why are you upset about something you didn't lose? He's just upset because Peter had the audacity to pull out a sword on his friend, mm-hmm. or wherever he was, relative. He said, didn't know what he says.
Peter then denied again, and immediately the cock crew.
Uh-oh. That's it. Three nopes. But Jesus had already. Look, get Luke 22:60. This is close the point. You got an invitation song ready? Okay. Let's see. I want y'all to say, this is the same. Here's what Jesus was inside with Caiaphas. Peter, he already told Peter, you're going to deny me three. He said, no, I ain't going to do it. I'm not going to deny you. So you can say a disciple who have good intents, but sometimes they just make mistakes, don't they, bro? You see, some of us got good intents. Peter had a good intent, but when he got put it, when he got put the test, he failed it, didn't he? Jesus had already told him, Peter, I'm going to pray for you that your faith fail not. And notice he said in Luke 22:60.
And Peter said, man,
watch this.
I know not what thou sayest.
Yeah.
And immediately while he yet spake, the cock crew.
Uh-huh.
And the Lord turned.
Now, so Jesus like this. And he had told him, when you going to deny me three times, and the rooster going to crow. So Jesus got his back to him. Now, he got his back to his disciple because he expects his disciples to do what's right when he ain't looking. Y'all follow me? Mm-hmm. So then Jesus said, the Bible said, the Lord turned
and looked upon Peter. And Peter remembered the word. Hold
on, don't mess my point up. Let me look at the man just for a second. You're messing up my point over there. He just wanting to read. You missed me or something? You ain't been reading. Thank you for missing me. But let me make my point. The man, what I'm trying to get us to see, and I want you to leave seeing this, is that, remember, when you don't do what you're supposed to do as a disciple, and you are here, and you all be saving souls and working in your ministries and being faithful to the Lord and being faithful to worship and giving right and doing the thing you're supposed to do as a disciple, you are no different from Peter. When you deny or betrayal, you are either Judas or you are Peter. And every time, God done already told us, I know who's who. And so when he turned and looked at him, here's what happened with Peter. Now, if this doesn't happen to you, let me turn on your recorder. You are not a disciple. He turned and looked at him. Peter did what?
And Peter remembered the word of the Lord. How he said unto him, before the cock crow, thou shalt deny me thrice.
It came to mind. He had messed up, didn't he? You know when we gonna repent? You know when we gonna repent, David? When we see the Lord looking at us and say, "Man, I'm looking at you. What you gonna tell me? I just know you just did. Didn't I just tell you you gonna deny me? What you gonna say? You ain't gonna say nothing. You can't say nothing. But you feeling pretty bad. Cause you don't even want to look at me, and I ain't did nothing to you." David talking about, I can't even look at you, Brother Brooks. I know you ain't did nothing to me. I'm just go along with it. But you feeling pretty bad the way I'm looking at you because I told you who was going to do me. I told you who was going to wrong. I knew. I told you, Dave. I told you wasn't going to stick with me. You were going to talk behind my back, and I heard all of it. I seen it. I know you did it, didn't you? Yeah, why you can't keep looking at me, Dave? And then the Bible said what? Now watch what happened.
And Peter went out and wept bitterly.
Now what did he do?
Wept.
What did he do?
Wept.
Why was he crying? Because he realized what?
What he done?
You know, y'all, you don't take what Brother Brooks said mean. That's being mean. You know what? If it's you, just start weeping and bitterly. Just say, Lord, I know I need to. There's some of y'all in here. I ought to just call your name the way I'm feeling. You say you let me get away with anything, but I'm not going to do it. If some of y'all got so much raw talent, so much potential to be everything you could be for Christ, amen. And you know you ain't doing it. You know who I'm talking to. Amen. You're a brother of potential to be one of the greatest leaders in the kingdom, a great servant in the Lord, and you have all this potential, and you can't see. One day you're going to have to see Jesus look at you in the eye and say, I knew you wasn't going to stick it out. And if you can't repent, brother, if you can't bitterly weep, you won't go to heaven. What are you saying, Brother Brooke? Because you got to be a what to get to heaven?
Disciple.
Do you got to be a Judas?
No.
No, because he died in his sins. Mm-hmm. You got to be a Peter to realize I messed up. And Peter came, turned his life around, became one of the greatest leaders. He preached their first gospel sermon. But he didn't go in with him at first, Caiaphas. He had to realize that he had messed up, mm-hmm. and I messed up in my life Amen. Many times before. Amen. Who here done messed up? All of us done messed up. Amen. You know what disciples do, y'all? We mess up, we fess up. When we mess up, we do what? Fess up. We just say, Lord, I'm going to be better. How many of y'all can say, Lord, I'm going to be better? You ain't got to walk down here to say it all the time. Like, well, I ain't going down the front. You ain't got to go down the front. The Lord looking right at you, and you ought to just look at him like David did. He looked at me, and you fess up that you know you messed up. And now you know you messed up, now get up. And when you get up, amen, and confess, get up, get out of that mess that you done got yourself in, and start moving forward, because now Peter's going to go with him all the way to the cross, amen. And Jesus is going to ask him, Peter, you love me? He's going to say, yeah. He said, Peter, you love me? He's going to say, yeah. He said, Peter, you love me? He said, you know I love you. He said, now are you ready? Now go feed my sheep. See, sometimes we just got to get ready to go feed the sheep. If you're here today and you're not a disciple, how do you become a disciple? You got to believe that Jesus hung, bled, and died for you on the cross of Calvary. You got to believe that nail was in his hands and his feet. You got to believe he hung. You got to believe he suffered. You got to believe he bled. You got to believe his doctrine. Here it is that he hung on that cross. When they buried him, he resurrected with power. He said, go in the world, preach the gospel to every creature. He that believeth in it and baptized shall be saved. In Matthew 20:18, he said, go teach all nations, making disciples. That's what he meant, making disciples. How you make a disciple? You got to baptize. Corey LaFall is a disciple today. He wasn't a disciple before the funeral. He was a disciple after the funeral, because he obeyed the Lord. Amen. How do you obey the Lord? Hearing that gospel, believing it with all of your heart, repenting of your sin, confess Jesus be the Son of God, then be baptized in water for the remission of sin. And when you go down in the water, you come up a disciple. Amen. Is that right? Where I want to be when I grow up? A disciple. Where I want to be when I die? A disciple. Where I'm going to be when I'm living? A disciple. Am I now also one of this man's? What's your answer? Are you a disciple? Well, what kind? What kind of disciple are you? Are you a Judas disciple? Are you a John disciple to go inside with Caiaphas? Or are you a disciple going to stand outside and deny him? Are you a betraying disciple, denying disciple? Or are you a repenting disciple? See, a disciple can repent. That's my point. So if you're here today and you're a member of the church, y'all ready to roll highlights? How many of y'all ready to roll with me?
Amen.
I'm going to be working hard here in the next year. Now, I'm coming out hard in 2019, I'm telling you. I'm coming out hard running this church, rerunning toward baptizing a bunch of folk. How many of y'all on board? Say amen, don't lie in the church building. Don't lie in the church building. If you ain't going to do it, just to keep your mouth shut. Say amen if you're going with me. Are we going to run this thing? Are we going to roll? Y'all ready to roll? Let's roll then, amen. If you're a disciple, need to weep and bitterly cry and say, I'm sorry, Lord, and get on board and follow him as a disciple, you can do that today. Maybe you need to repent. Maybe you just need prayer. Or maybe you need to get baptized. We'll do all of that today. I'm not going to do that. Some of these churches I went to when I was down, I couldn't come here because I was too emotional. I went over there and told me, if we have any need, come to the forum. Now, you need to get baptized. This is what you need to do. Obey God. Ain't no half you have any need. You need to obey God. You need to be baptized. And we'll do all of that.
that. But we ain't got no money to give you. We'll baptize you. We'll take care of you. Amen. You can do what it takes to become a Christian. I said to them, some of the preachers, I started to tell them, I said, y'all better quit asking folk. Come up if we're in a need. They're going to ask you for $1,000. Write the check. Amen. If you have a need, come forward. You got the need. You need to need Jesus. Amen. That's what makes you come forward. Do you need Jesus? You come forward. You come get baptized. Who need him this morning? Who need him this morning, y'all? Who need the Lord? I need Jesus. You need Jesus. The world needs Jesus. All of us need Jesus. But we got to be a disciple to have who? Jesus. So you do it. We're going to baptize them this morning if they'll come. If you'll come down here, we'll baptize you. If you want to pray together, we'll baptize. I'm asking a prayer for my baby and her nephew. In that family, I'm going to ask prayer for anybody else need prayer. I want you to write it on a card or come down here. You know, prayer is a powerful thing.
Yes, it is.
Oh, man. Brother Kirby, I appreciate you so much, Brother Kirby. Boy, them prayers come every day. And I ain't too many people do that. I don't know how he do it. I know every time my phone go ding, 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 I say, it's Kirby. Kirby said, and I guess he changed the end of it. And say, anything you need for me, you know, like it's just wrote, he just sent it to me. I know he done sent it by 1,000 people. I'm saying, how he made that so personal? You get one of them from him? You do too? How many of y'all get something from Kirby? Man. Don't wait till he died to tell him. Man, them prayers mean a lot to you when you need them. You say, boy, what are you saying, brother? I'm saying, man, when you know you got the church praying for you. Oh, man, group me with powerful to me. I might not have said nothing, but I heard y'all talking to me. Y'all were praying for Brother Brooke. Y'all were praying for Sister McCullough. Y'all were praying for Vendetta. Y'all were praying for Sister Ruth. Well, praying for Sean. We were praying for everybody, wasn't we? Y'all didn't see that? Didn't it make you feel good? Man, there was somebody praying. You know, all them prayers going up. God, listen to somebody. Everybody here ain't living wrong, Sister Tima. Somebody got some prayers, too. I know they had the prayer. I was so happy by prayer. I don't know. What's your song, Encourage Me? Yeah, that's a good one. Oh, you watched it. Well, I'm excited. Go ahead and sing so I'll stop talking. Y'all come and get us.
Have you been to Jesus for the cleansing power? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb?
You ought to come get baptized. You ought to come repent.
Trusting in
you ought to come on board.
This hour,
you ought to come for prayer.
Listen,
I'm going to be a disciple today. I'm going to be a better disciple. Who want to be a better disciple? Yeah, come on, be a better disciple. I'm just going to put God first. I'm going to do it. I'm going to do it. I'm going to do it.
For your garments. Spotless are they, white as snow. Are you washed in the blood?
Oh, you gotta get washed. Somebody ought to get washed this morning.
Are you walking?
Why don't you get washed?
By the Savior.
Come on and get washed this morning.
Are you washed in the blood?
Be washed. Become a disciple. Say yes to Jesus. Say yes to Jesus this morning. Let him in your life. Let him in. Let him in. How many of y'all are disciples? You want to be a disciple this morning? Be a disciple. Yeah, weep bitterly. Tell God to forgive you. Ask him. He'll forgive you. He'll forgive you.
Are your garments spotless or the whitest?
Yeah, he'll forgive you.
Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb?